Lord, Mr. Legal Artist will conduct the hearing at this time, so please just hang on. Ms. Berger, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
I need to make a correction on the cover sheet, not the warrant, but we have a cover sheet that we vote on, and it was written in as Kirkland, so I want to make sure that I spell it correctly.
Okay.
I'm just going to cross it out. And would that be B-I-R-K-E-L-A-N-D?
Correct.
Thank you. Just one second. And just so that you know, on the cover sheet, it does have the correct ADC number. I think it was just a misunderstanding of the way your last name is spelled.
Okay.
And I will start the hearing. Again, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes. Tiana Leah Berkland, ADC number 328816.
Thank you, ma'am, and good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 19th, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby. And he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Ms. Berkland and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Berkland, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition 12B as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Parole Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, within one business day on August 14, 2018, after being discharged from your approved residence at Transitional Living Communities, or TLC, 9424 North 9th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on August 13, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Berkland, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, ma'am. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. And that is, based on Ms. Berkland's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Berkland, we are going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Mr. Westby, if you will.
Ms. Berkman was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on August 8th, 2018. She was arrested November 14th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. She was back in DOC custody on November 14th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 1st, 2019, 92 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. The disciplinary is violation. Her disciplinary violations are minimal, just receiving one ticket after her return to DOC for disrupting count, being out of place, however, that was being dismissed for being out of time frames. All arrests on record resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. Her community risk score is a G1, B1. The status of charges for her, says here, note on here about the status of charges, case open and pending, but I don't see what that's referring to, so I would have to get back with the board on that.
Thank you. It's certainly not referenced in the violation of her condition, but thank you. Okay, Ms. Berkman, I'm going to make a very quick review of your case supervision summary, as there's not much information in here, but we do note that you were released from the Department of Corrections to TOC at 9424 North 9th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. So with you missing from community supervision for 92 days, where else did you live after TOC?
I didn't have an address. I was homeless.
Okay. Were you able to find shelter?
No.
We don't have employment notes either, so I recognize you're homeless, but were you able to do any type of work?
No, I did not. My fiance worked.
Was your fiance also homeless?
Yes.
Okay. And again, not to get into your fiance's business, but what was he doing for work?
He's an independent tattoo artist.
Okay. Did you have any ongoing issues with drugs? I recognize that the one arrest that you were inside the Department of Corrections was for drug paraphernalia. So did you have any ongoing issues with drug abuse or addiction?
No, I didn't. Actually, when the police officers came to the park that I was at, I approached them and they were looking for me. I knew they were. But I wanted to turn myself back in because I found out shortly after I had left TLC that I was pregnant. So I haven't had any contact with any drugs at all. I've been clean and sober ever since I left there.
Well, I commend you for that, and I hope that's a lifelong commitment. Certainly, it's healthy for your pregnancy, but I hope it's healthy for your lifetime. You only have about 49 days left on your sentence. So, again, I recognize some of the questions sound a little too personal, but what are you due?
May 29th.
Okay. We have no sanctions or follow-up notes because you disappeared from community supervision so early in the process. I'm glad to hear that you weren't using drugs. I think you've really answered most of the questions I'd normally answer, pardon me, normally ask. But I am not so sure why you broke off contact with your parole officer.
Initially, it was because I didn't have anything. Before I was incarcerated the first time and got sent to TLC, I was previously homeless, and I lost everything, all my possessions. I had no cell phone, I had no contacts. I was way up in the slopes, which is a different area. You know, I wanted to be somewhere where I didn't know people that, you know, would cause me to slip up and relapse. So I was like a million miles from, you know, anything I knew, anyone I knew, and I had no way of contacting anybody. I should have tried harder to follow up with my parole officer after that, but, you know, I was being stupid and, you know, trying to avoid getting in trouble and coming back here, which I realized, you know, that was inevitable after a certain point. So, I mean, that was my mistake. I should have tried harder once I did have means of contacting my parole officer to make sure I informed him of my situation and, you know, tried to go from there.
So, I think you might have already answered this, but what caused Phoenix PD to make contact with you when you were arrested?
I was just in an area where they know, I mean, it was my whole neighborhood, they know that I'm around there. So I had heard that they had come with me for me a couple of times, so I just waited there early in the morning in the park for them to arrive, and I approached them, and they asked my name, and they said, hey, we're looking for you, and told them that I was looking for them too, and we just kind of went from there.
Where were you able to sleep in Sunny Slope? Are there a lot of homeless in the area?
I'm sure there are. I didn't know anybody up there. I actually just walked from Sunny Slope area back to my home neighborhood, which is 16th Street and Thomas Indian School area.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so direct with the board. I'm sorry to hear that you're homeless. Do you have a plan for your return to the community?
Well, they have the UMOM program, which I'm already starting to contact them about housing and helping me get on my feet when I get out.
Well, good for you. It's
Thank
nice
you.
To hear that you're taking initiative. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, are there any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Ms. Berkland, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board deliberates?
No, not necessarily. Only just the opportunity to be paroled slightly earlier than my release date, which isn't, you know, too much longer. You said 49 days. Would be all the more time for me to prepare for when my baby comes and make sure that I have proper housing, you know, adequate means of taking care of her, getting all my financial, you know, income coming in, taken care of so that I can support my child and take care of her so that I don't have to be, you know, homeless, struggling, and, you know, faced with stupid temptations that I know that are harmful for me.
Well, thank you, Ms. Berkman. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Berkman. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Ms. Berkman, especially considering that she is with child and has a due date in May. I'm also happy to hear that she's made a decision to stay off drugs, and I hope that's a lifelong decision. It's just very hard to look past 92 days of abscond time, especially considering that she was living homeless and broke off contact with her parole officer. Again, I do commend her for some of the positive measures she's taken, but I am not seeing her as a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision under these circumstances, but that's where we begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W2449, our discussion with Ms. Berkland, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Berkland was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in a criminal agent company, inasmuch that she disappeared from community supervision for 92 days, and we could not account for her activity in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Ms. Berkland, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about March 1st, 2019, which is coming up very quickly. I recognize it's before your due date, which I think is a good sign. So please take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your term, to keep working with your CO3, to look into these programs. We wish to see you productive and healthy and successful when you return to the community, and we certainly never want to see you before this board again in Orange. You haven't had a lot of interface with the criminal justice system, so I'd like to believe we will never see you again in Orange. So please stay safe out there. We wish you a healthy pregnancy and good luck. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.